that, and of course, all the previews on Racing HQ.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Wemmick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Starter about to send them on their way.
On Sky Sports Radio.
The lights on.
And the Sky Racing Network.
Racing.
Racing. Welcome to Racing HQ. Setting you up for the biggest race day of the week with interviews, previews and all the TAB markets.
Yes, just gone 7 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Racing HQ. If you've just joined us, if the alarm's just gone off, we're broadcasting this morning from Doomben, the home of two Group 1s today, the Kingsford Smith Cup and, of course, the Queensland Oaks. And, of course, we're looking at this, but we're looking at Randwick as well for Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day in Sydney, a top of 21 coming up. Fine weather, good four. The Penno is 5.17. Gosford, good four and fine weather there. Here in Brisbane, a glorious start to the day. The track is a good four. And Sandown in Melbourne, they've got a soft five with an upgrade on the cards to a four with fine weather. And a strong tailwind in the straight for Sandown Racing today on the lakeside. We love getting out. We love being a part of the action at carnival time. And the Duff's been up here. He's just been admiring the scene. He's had morning coffee. He just forgot all the rest of us. But he had a morning coffee. He's just really enjoying it up here. Morning to you, Duff.
Yeah. Good morning, Andrew, and hear those thundering hooves going past at track work. There's nothing.
Does it
like
remind
it.
You?
Oh, it brings back memories.
That poor, those horses out there, mate. When I got here, which was about 5:30, I think they do start track work here early.
Yeah, I think most big racetracks do. They start at 4:30 or so.
Yeah.
And they've got to get the work done because it's a big race day ahead. It's an exciting time of year for them here in Queensland, carnival time. And, look, it's going to be a good meeting today.
Yeah.
It's definitely all through the day. It's really top racing. And this sunset this morning, the sunrise this morning is an absolute beauty.
It is a cracker. Randwick back home, I mean, it's a good program. We've got the Autumn Sun in the first, which is creating so much attention now, being joint favourite in the Atkins.
Yeah, look, there's some very smart two-year-olds in the first. It's hard to win a two-year-old race. So usually you think, oh, we're coming into winter, you know, now's the time to win a two-year-old race if you've got one off the top. No way.
Yep.
That first race is a cracker full of talent, and he's not the only horse there, believe me.
I want to see Royal Celebration again. I spoke with Ron Quinton yesterday on radio about it, and obviously it was a Warwick Farm meeting that it won. But the way he spoke, he thinks it's a nice horse. The Atkins probably comes up too quick, but he might be progressive type.
I want to see Mickey Blue Eyes, David Hayes, the Hayes horse. He was very good against Graf. He'll be hard to beat here today. And then he just got lost at Warwick Farm the other day. He's a lovely horse, believe me.
Yeah, he wandered around a bit down the straight when he got out wide there, didn't he?
He didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah. So we've got that meeting at Randwick. We've got the Mackell Cup, of course. And here in Brisbane, we've got the Kingsford Smith Cup. Two scratchings now. Speed came out a couple of days ago. Last night, Lucky Hustler came out. They flew all these horses up and they've been forced to scratch two. The Lucky Hustler kicking out and injuring a hock there yesterday. So what about the quality of the Kingsford Smith Cup?
Obviously with the 10,000s the lead up there, it was a bunch finish on a softish track. So that's what we're working with. That's the form we're working with. I just think the timing of Impending's preparation for this carnival is absolutely perfect.
Yep.
He's not as well off on the map as a few of them, but I'd suggest if Damien Brown, you know, gets him into some sort of position, he's the horse I'll be leading to. I just think the forgotten horse there might be Endless Drama.
Okay.
Fresh and since the Doncaster Mile. Mm. He's a horse that... I don't think he's a miler. I don't think he is a miler. I just think his best form was at 1400 when he won that race at Randwick. So I just think he's going to be one out in the market that could get the silly odds.
We'll keep an eye on the scratchings for both of these places. For Randwick, there's been no additional scratchings this morning to those that have been in the media or would be in the papers this morning. We'll keep an eye on those as well as here in Brisbane. Chris Lees has got plenty of runners back home and also here today. A lot of interest in the two-year-old you mentioned, Graf. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
I know you're flying up, mate. It's a glorious start to the day here. Temperatures low 20s, good four, rail at 4.5. How's your confidence as we talk about these?
Confident. The horses are all in good order. It's a very good day of racing, so very competitive day.
Well, let's start with Le Romain, Chris. He's he doesn't run too many bad races. He doesn't often let you down.
No, he doesn't, Ron. I think he's going as good as he ever has. His last two runs have been up with some of his better runs of his throughout his career, and he's trained on well off that recent run. So I'm confident he'll run up to his best.
Okay, it's wet or dry with him, isn't it? It's not. He's not just. I said it was a wet track lead up, but he's just as competitive in the dry, isn't he?
Yeah. Anywhere between a 1 and a 10, it's pretty comfortable.
Yeah, for sure.
At least you haven't drawn 10 for a barrier this time, Chris.
Yeah, he finally had a bit of luck at the draws, but he looks to get mapped to get a nice run anyway.
Your other runners in Brisbane, Nurse Kitchen, you would have been over the moon with that first up run.
Yeah, it's good to see her run well first up. She hadn't really pleased us in the trials. Took a little while to come to hand, but... she's come on nicely off that run. She's just going to see how the races are unfolding. Hopefully they can make up ground with that wide draw that she's got. But if there's good tempo up front, I expect it to be strong late.
Graf, just on face value, you pick out that replay of Hawkesbury. You say, yeah, just a win. But he's such a lovely horse. And these blinkers could help him focus up a bit better.
Yeah, I'm hopeful they will, Ron. And he's worked quite well in them. He had actually his first ever trial he had them on, and he trialled well in them. If they can keep him focused throughout. He's come off the bridle, as you said, at a vital stage, which he can't be doing at this level or around Durban. But the horse is trained on well. I think he's suited with this gap between runs. I think he'd be most competitive there.
Okay. And Danish Twist, she's been a frustrating mare. She's probably on her way to the broodmare sale.
Yeah, she goes through the sale on Tuesday, which she's capable. But, you know, you just need her to go right for it. She could finish in the money.
I was reading in the paper yesterday, you're pushing 150 winners for the season, not a bad effort.
Yeah, we've had a reasonably good season. Good numbers and good quality of getting good support from good owners, so quite lucky.
You sold that Harley Davidson yet?
That's still in negotiation, right?
Trying to get cash, are you?
You going to drive it home today, or what are you going to do?
Probably a bit far from me. There's no training wheels on it.
I reckon it'd be an enormous thrill to be just able to jump on a Harley and go for a drive.
I'd go white.
Would you?
Especially if I was your passenger.
No, it'd be fair enough if you were my passenger. But people may not know. It was the Bat Out of Hell, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Bat Out of Hell. Chris won, and a part of the win was to win a Harley Davidson. I mean, it's a great prize, great promotion.
Yeah, it was well promoted, well received.
Randwick today, Heath Hayes race 2, third up off an easy win.
Yeah, good win. It was only a Tari win, but she was taking on the older horses. A few had won multiple races in the 65 there. She beat them pretty comfortably. Another big jumping grade for her, but I think she's a filly with a pedigree. Will be better again when she gets to a mile, but I think she'll be competitive today in what she's shown.
Okay. What about Sasso Cabarro? Smaller field, 1,200, probably suits her better?
Yeah, I think so. I imagine she'll settle a little closer than what she did the other day. She's raced well at Randwick, second up previously, and pretty comfortable with how she's been working. I think she'll race well.
Okay, Bastia race 5. I think most maps have him rolling forward today. Would that be right?
Yeah, he can take up a forward position. He just stepped a bit slow recently and caught in a 3-wide run there at Rose Hill. He was still brave. He'll put himself on speed. Certainly a chance. He rarely runs a bad race.
Turbury race 6, on a sort of horse.
Yeah, nice return run since being gelded last week at Warwick Farm. Pretty competitive race, but these 3-year-olds this time of year probably sorts out if they're genuine Derby contenders in a fortnight.
And race 8, Del Cielo, nice and fresh. How's he behaving himself?
Yeah, he's behaving all right here. We'll see how he comes out of the gate. If he relaxes in that first half, he just raced very fresh with Sunshine Coast and raced very fierce in the early stages. If he can relax in that first half of the race, he's quite capable. Aaron has a good understanding, rising most gallops, so hopefully he can get him to relax early.
They've also got Well Sprung there, second run for the stable. Could he improve?
Yeah. I think he'll improve. He just might need another one. He probably just got beat too far the other day, but I think he'll improve again off his run.
And Cool Vinny hasn't had a lot of luck in his past couple.
Just want him to have no bad luck. But hey, if he can get a bit of clear running, he appears to be going well. He's had a long preparation, but he's had hasn't been tested too much of late. So if he can get that little bit of clear running on straightening, I think he'll race well.
Beauty. A couple of runners at Goss. Does that Perino look pretty good at Scone in race five?
Yeah, she did. Well, I'm going to keep her for next Thursday, which pulled her out just for that draw, and she'll go around Thursday.
Beauty. We'll keep an eye on her there.
Good on you, Chris. We'll see you up here. Safe travels.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Lee's from Newcastle going through. Just looking at both Brisbane and Randwick scratching. Spectroscope has just come out of the fourth race, the Lord Mayor's Cup here. Of course, they've got, what have they got? Ron Duga Valentinois still in the race, but
yeah,
they've scratched.
Got a couple left there, and they've got top weight as well.
And it's somewhat, it's somewhat. So Spectroscope has come out, and Rudiger's come out of the same race, race four, number 12. Rudiger was one of the outsiders in the race. At this stage, we'll keep an eye on Randwick, but at this point, there's no early ones. I love racetracks at any time, but I love racetracks in the morning.
Yeah.
There's track work, but we've got a camera crew and Tex here this morning with us, but there's not a lot of other people around, but there's still an atmosphere.
I agree.
Do you get that?
Sometimes you want to shuffle us all in that little caravan, and it's beautiful, the fresh air.
Oh, hang on a sec.
I know it costs money.
Hang on a sec. An hour ago, you were complaining about having to sit out here in the,
I love the fresh air.
No.
Can you organise this for Randwick, for the Everest? You know, we'll be out in the track or something.
Mate, we'll do something for you. If you're happy to be out.
Rose Hill, all we want is something to eat and maybe even out in the open, the enclosure there.
You want everything, don't you?
Something like this.
You want everything. You want everything.
A bit of track work.
Yeah, we can get up. But no, look, it is. I love the atmosphere of racetracks and sporting grounds. But the racetracks here, you can. You know what I tend to do? I tend to remember moments of horse races, and when I can, you can imagine English winning the 10,000 boxing on. She hasn't got many mentions this week. The mare, she's drawn barrier one. What about the 1350 with her?
Well, she won at 1400 earlier in her career as a 2 or 3 year old. But I think that's the question mark. It's taken, and she's off a win, a confidence boosting win, and she was a strong tip going into that race.
So she
might bounce back today. She's gone better this week.
Yeah.
So she's drawn well again. She's off a win. I just think they've cuddled her too much in the market. If she was $7 or $8, everyone would be saying, "Oh, what about English?"
Yeah, yeah.
But she's the bookie's hope because she's that short in the market.
And she's going to put herself right there, isn't she?
She'll run well.
Anyway, we'll wait and see and get plenty of on the Kingsford Smith Cup right through the day. Do you want to introduce the people's trainer? Or
the people's trainer? He's a hard man to get these days. He's busy.
Oh, is he?
He's
answered out.
Growing stable.
I text him and he replies about 3 days later.
That's good.
No, he's all right. Richard Friedman, good morning, Rich.
Hang on, you blokes. You're just as busy as me. Nearly.
We're up in Brisbane this morning, Richard. But certainly from your point of view, there's a lot of interest in this horse, Fontaine, today.
Yeah, she's an interesting case. I mean, she's only had the two starts, and the first one, I wasn't surprised that she won a maiden because she'd shown enough to say that she would run very well in a maiden over 1,200 metres. But then to take it a 1,600 metre class two against older horses and, have her completely destroy the field, that was a bit of a surprise to me. So, a little bit unknown. Those sort of things can be, they weren't good horses that she beat, but she did beat them well. So I think she'll run well today.
Sometimes you've got to trust your eye, and she was brilliant to the eye. But what's your feeling like that 1,200 mile and then 1,400? But I suppose with her pattern of racing, it mightn't be such a concern.
Well, you've ridden plenty of horses, Ronnie. You know that those horses that high roll along in a 1,600 metre race, the pace of a 1,400 metre race is probably going to suit them as well, if not better. So, it's. I know the guys who are saying, "Oh, it's a big deal coming back from 1,600 to 1,400 metres." They're probably working off stats, and the stats probably say that it is more difficult. But I think you've got to know the type of horse you're doing it with. And horses that can sit comfortably at a higher pace, I don't think they're as big a problem as the ones that get back in a 1,600 metre race. I think they're a real issue.
There's a little bit of speed in in this race. Not a lot of speed. What would you say to someone like Brenton? I know he's a leading jockey and he should have his own decisions to make, but he's never been on her. What will you be saying to him prior to the race?
I had a little chat to Brenton at the trials yesterday, so we did have that conversation, and she's a filly that will jump straight into the bridle, so he'll be able to go forward if he wants to. And my guess from out there is, you know, with plenty of speed in the race, that's the challenge, is where does she land? Does she have to go to the front? Or can she land somewhere behind it? You know, that's the part I can't tell Brenton. That's the part he's going to have to work out for himself. All that I can tell him is she's got enough pace to be anywhere you want her to be. And if you get behind horses with her, she will settle as well. So, you know, it's just a matter of what their intentions are, and how she jumps out of the gates, you know. And he'll have to work that out.
And she's coped in herself with those two tough runs? She's coping at home?
We may have just lost Richard there on his line. We'll see whether we can get him back up online to talk more about this horse. The other one I want to ask Richard about is Verlin, the one at Newcastle last Saturday. Another of his sort of rising sort of little team. We lost the line there, Richard. You were just talking about talking with Brenton and the tactics today.
Where did I get to?
I think you're pretty well covered. You said you're going to leave it to him.
Leave it to him, basically.
Yeah.
Well, basically, you have to. You know, she's got the pace to be forward if he wants to be there, but she'll also settle. He's just going to have to figure it out.
And she's coped pretty well with those two tough runs?
Yeah, she's a really quiet horse. I mean, she's almost docile down the stables. She's good eater, and she's a big thing. I think when you see her, she's about 16 and a half hands now, and she's only 3 years old. Mm. So, she's coped really well.
What have you decided to do with Roman's son?
I've pulled the pin on that preparation. He just wasn't right to me. I didn't like his action in the straight at Rose Hill. Although he was bettered after it and found to be completely sound, there were just things that going through my head that he's had problems before I got him. And I just didn't like the way he moved in the straight there. So I thought, better than push him on, not into the unknown, not knowing what you're dealing with, because we really couldn't find anything specific, I'll just give him a rest and we'll set him for spring. And hopefully he gets a few soft tracks. I think they'd help him a lot.
And Richard, another one of your lightly raced horses in the stable, Verlin, that won at Newcastle last week. As I say, only 3 runs and it was a maiden win. But has she got a bit of a future?
Well, I didn't have much between her and Vontaine before they both ran in maidens. And Vontaine won hers and Verlin ran second in hers. And Verlin's since come out and won her maiden quite impressively. I don't think there's a lot between them. I think Verlin will eventually go a longer distance. I think she'll go perhaps, you know, 1,600 to 2,000 metres. So, yeah, I think she's got a bit of a future. I'm going to run her, I think, next Wednesday at Warwick Farm. So that's over 1,600. So we'll get a better idea then.
All right, we look forward to it. Vontaine today, race 2, number 2. Thanks for joining us, Rich.
It's a pleasure. See you guys.
Good on you. Richard Friedman joining us there. Just building up his team, you know, there at Rose Hill.
My word.
Yeah.
He's getting nice numbers now and getting results.
Where do you put Vontaine in that race?
I think she's got to be top pick on what she did.
Okay.
You know, so this is her race to say, okay, I'm above average.
Yeah.
I'm up the stakes class. Or maybe we come back out of this race if she gets beat and say, oh, that must have been a rubbish race at Kembla.
Yeah, we'll wait and see.
This is her moment.
It was the sectionals, though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it
was she was good.
Yeah.
She was good.
Duff said, prior to Richard, he said, I love being out. I love doing this. And then the man with the magic blowers arrived. Duffy's
just when you think he'll stop, would you say stop? No, he's getting. He's got to be finished.
Just
by
when
nine.
You think it's all right, the man with the blower comes out. But no, I think he's gone away. He's been hunted away. He's been told to go and have breakfast somewhere.
Oh, I don't know about that.
he'll come up. Randwick, we're still sitting on the 10 scratchings. Nothing's popped up this morning at this stage. Bolero King coming out of race 8 yesterday. Race 8 number 12, and the Mikel with Morris and Lavani being the two scratchings there, a field of 8. There's a lot of talk on this clash today, isn't there? Ecuador, our century. Is there anything else that can bowl them over?
Well, yeah, there could be. There could be.
Yeah.
So, you know, like the old Destiny's Kiss, he gets to his mile and a half.
Yeah. Naval warfare.
Yeah, he was good last week, but he has to come up in class, but he drops in weight. So, look, they're the obvious two.
Heard you on Monday morning, Punters Postmortem on the radio, talking about Michael Walker. He's playing in Sydney today. He's got a lot of rides for the Wallace Stable today.
That's interesting, yeah. So he's a bit of a travelling Wilbury, isn't he? He just goes where he can get the best rides.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, we're going to move on. I've got Paul Snowden. Thank you. Paul, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew. Morning.
Good to talk to you, mate. Where are you playing today? I only ask because I saw your father at the Hall of Fame and he said, we're going to have a quiet day tomorrow, and then you come out and you won everything. So I'm just wondering who's going where today?
Yeah, no, just at the airport now. I'll go
on the way up. Mate, you've got good chances both here. I reckon the one that I'm excited to see today for you is I Thought So in Sydney.
Yeah, look, it's certainly always possessed a lot of ability and questionable where he's sort of got on with it at times, but his second prep is a gelding and first preparation for us, so still taking him as we find him, and obviously he's trialled well on two occasions, and hopefully he can bring that trial form to race day.
How have you found him? Do you think you've worked him out?
Yeah, I'll tell you after the race, mate, but I've got the right result, but look, he's very well in himself. He's you know, what you see is what you get with him. It's still sort of questionable whether he's a horse that'll stick on a bit or he's just a sprinter. So, like I said, we'll work that out throughout this preparation. But I think it's important that, you know, we can get a score on the board early, obviously, and hopefully, you know, carry that on throughout his preparation.
Plot twist, is he on target for the Stayers Cup his next run?
He is. Believe it or not, he's probably going better than what he was last year, culminating in winning the Stayers Cup. But the Scone race is a completely forget run. He ended up running in this after the Scone race. He ran even worse at Scone, and I thought he ran okay in this and then in the lead up to the Stayers Cup. So I think he's going a lot better than what he was last year, and it wouldn't surprise you to see him run well again today.
Okay. The Doomben runners, you got two in the Derby lead up here, Icon of Dubai and California Turbo. Could they lay their cards down as Derby chances today?
Yeah, definitely. They're both, well, one's going to come out. Icon's got a foot this morning, so he'll probably come out and hopefully get him right for the O'Shea this week at Sunshine Coast, and then we can hopefully back him up into the Derby the following week. So he's going to be safe for another day. But Turbo, definitely, he's going extra well. He's obviously drawn a gate, which is his major concern. His last two runs up there, he's just got way too far back out of his ground. He's been hitting the line extremely well, so he can definitely improve today off a good draw.
And Simulate in the last, he was good when fresh and back in distance last time. Inside draw, he probably just wants them to open up late for him.
Exactly. He's got a good sort of winding finish on him. Doesn't sprint quick when he goes, but he certainly builds and finishes off well, so hopefully the Moss Troop form, that's the form we need today.
Beauty. Is she on talk about Moss Troop, is she still on target to come up here for a Tats Tiara prep?
Yes, look, she trials on Monday, just a bit of a ticking over trial. She won't be out there to run any records, and Stradbroke Day of the Dane Ripper, and then we'll take stock and see what happens. She's had a, you know, a big arduous preparation. She's sort of had three or four runs and had a bit of a break, and then come back and had two stylish wins at stakes level, so she's done a pretty good job regardless whether she has, I guess, to a tiara or not, but we'll give her every opportunity.
And Paul, just going back to I Thought So, new owners have bought the horse, George Suris and the group?
Look, I think similar owner group. I think they just took over the syndicate. and obviously change stable. So I think it's the majority of the normal shareholders of the horse. Yeah.
Okay. All right, beautiful mate. We'll see you up here.
Good as gold. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Snowden. I only asked because there were a change of colours there, the blue and the cross. But, gee, looked good in the trial, I thought so, the last one.
Well, he's got a history of
selling it.
Looking good in the trials. He's got a long history of looking good in the trials. So it's a bit of a moment for him as well today.
There's some good racing everywhere. We've spoken about Brisbane, but I love this eighth race. I mean, we mentioned I thought so, but you've got Widgie Turf, who's doing absolutely nothing wrong down there, maybe on the way up here, if it's a wet Stradbroke, Paddy Payne saying we might come up here. Two excess. Tracy Bartley couldn't have been more confident about it the other morning when I spoke to him.
Well, how well's Tracy's horses going, you know, so we hopefully can have a chat to him later. And there's a couple of first uppers that are pretty sharp there as well, Samantha and Dream Force. So it's a good race.
Yeah,
good
it race. Is. All right, that's we're just keeping an eye on the scratchings. None extra at this stage. Let's go and have a chat with Matt Smith. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
Hey, Matt.
Matt, we're up here in Brisbane, but back in Sydney at this time of the year, mate, it sort of just continues the good track at this time of the year. It's remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we're due a bit of rain, all right, but not getting out here in the west. It looks like it's dry again this week, so wet trackers will just have to keep them on the back burner.
Yeah.
Three interesting runners today, Matt. You got this Touch of Mink, who broke a maiden last start. Can she go on with it?
Yeah, look, she's trained on really nicely over the last couple of weeks, and I was really pleased with the trial at Randwick. 1,400 at Randwick will suit her. I kind of feel like she's had a bit of a freshen up, and I think she'll be better probably with a run under her belt. But, you know, she's got a plan to go to Brisbane in a couple of runs' time. So today's just about getting her started, get a run under her belt, and then she'll run again in 3 weeks' time.
Mm. In race 7, La Colbette, look, she's down in the weights, and we know she can stay.
Yeah, you know, she's really improved this mare, and it's not the most ideal race in terms of the way that the weights in that race are. She doesn't get in very well at the weights at all, but look, she's just going really well at this moment in time, and it's just an opportunity to have a track, we'll have a go at a stakes race, and 2400 will be no issue whatsoever. And she just seems to be just improving all the time in her work and enjoying the work now. So that's a good chance, good time to take a chance in a race like that.
Mm. And you finished today with this very interesting horse, Fierce Impact, a Japanese bred horse. You must have been over the moon with his debut run for you.
Yeah, look, these sort of horses, they all come... Now, they're all different packages, these overseas horses. You know, they've obviously been in training for a few years over there, and they all have their own little quirky things when you get them out here you've got to work with. We've been pleasantly surprised with this horse at the moment. He just showed a bit of class, actually, in his work, and I've just been really pleased with his work going into his first up run, and we had in our mind that day that he would run well, but he just, coming off the back of his last start was over 2400. You sort of think to yourself, well, maybe, he's sharp in his work, but he might be a little bit more one-paced in his races. But certainly he ran up to, our expectations that day, and we were pleasantly surprised that he did, if you know what I mean. Like, you sort of think that they might be a little bit more dour, and you when you work a horse like that, you like the work, and you hope that he'll just produce it on race day, which he did.
What do you do with a horse like him? Do you treat him like a sprinter, or do you treat him like a stayer, or do you let him tell you, or what's your plan with him?
Yeah, look, we've been just working him like a sprinter, just short, sharp work, and we haven't put him under any pressure at all at home whatsoever. We've been a bit mindful that we just noticed that he is a horse that can be quite strong, and we just don't want to wake him up, to be honest with you, so... We've just kind of kept his work just nice and short and sharp and kind work, and just want to make sure he goes to the right races in the right frame of mind, being a colt, and not overtax him at home, and just let him take us along the journey and just see where he ends up himself without overdoing it. I'm just conscious of not doing too much of the horse in these short races, just to see where we're up to with him.
Mm. Well, let's hope you're up to a good stage with him after the last year today.
Yeah, I can't fault him, and I think the distance is fine. And his work's been very good. And look, if he can take his work that we see at home to the races today, he'll be really competitive. He's going super.
Can I ask how you ended up getting him?
Yeah, look, we do all the form and all those sales and all the tried. We do the tried horse form now. We're doing it now as we speak. All the horses, all the races over there, and just trying to identify horses that we feel that you know, that might be suited in Australia. And he was a horse that obviously had a sensational pedigree, and he was on the top of our list. And you know, you never know what you're going to get when you buy them. And although he's a great type of horse, he was just a horse that, you know, he was black type placed. He's well bred, and we thought, well, you know, looking at his pedigree, he didn't look like a stayer, and he's not bred to stay really. And so we thought, well, let's take a chance on him. He might be a good miler out here, a good 2,000 metre horse. So that's how we ended up with him, and he wasn't really that expensive either.
Well, who knows what unfolds today and into the future. Good luck with him and the others today, Matt. We talk about Fierce Impact there, race 9, number 11. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you. Thanks.
Matt Smith joining us there from his base at Warwick Farm. High Dude's just come out of race 6 at Randwick. Race 6, number 11, High Dude. They're about to go to Intram. Carl Luca's come out as well, race 9, number 6 on Vet's Advice. So the two ones that we've had come through this morning are High Dude, race 6, number 11, and Carl Luca, race 9, number 6. We'll keep an eye on those over the next few minutes. They should go interim. We're broadcasting from Doomben this morning with Duff. Glenn Munsey will join us in half an hour or so with our full preview for Randwick. Back with more interviews on Racing HQ after this break.
The finest race fillies and broodmares the Southern Hemisphere has to offer. The Magic Millions National Broodmare Sale, May 29 to June 1. World-class bloodlines and more than 210 black-type fillies and mares. Quality broodmares in foal to Australasia's leading sires from the sale that sold the dams of Estijar, Trapeze Artist, Charles and World Champion Winx. See the catalogue at magicmillions.com.au. The Magic Millions National Broodmare Sale. The future is here.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
You Bet Queensland Winter Racing Carnival feature race action clicks into top gear at Doomben today as the Sprinters and the Fillies take centre stage at the $2.2 million Queensland Oaks Kingsford Smith Cup Day. Don't miss the star two-year-olds in the Group 2 Sires Produce Stakes, Australia's best sprinters in the Group 1 Kingsford Smith Cup, and Australasia's best fillies in the Blue Ribbon Group 1 Queensland Oaks. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian have available at Tullock Lodge a fabulous filly with serious black type pedigree. By Epaulette, proving a sensation as the best first crop Dane Hill line sire in a decade. From the marvellous Sabbaville mare from Els, a Group 3 winner of 6 races and a daughter of Group 1 placed Unearthed. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this high quality filly for $9,400 a share. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 33-6808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Get live streaming of every race every day, even when you're browsing the app. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, welcome back. This is Racing HQ, broadcasting on Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Sports Radio. And all the guys are starting to turn up for work now. The ice is being put on there. Duff, by the time you finish tonight at 6 o'clock, there'll be a cold glass of Chardonnay somewhere just for you.
There might be one here at 9 o'clock.
There might be one at 9. Do they do coffee over here?
No, they don't do
they
coffee.
They don't do coffee? No. Surely they've got to do coffee, Duff.
No, only alcohol.
Munsey's rolling around. Wants me to say his sponsored name, but I'm not going to say
it. Only Coca-Cola.
Yeah, no, exactly. Only Coke over there. The scratchings have just gone interim for Randwick. Fine and a good four. The Penno is 5.17. Race one, number one, Graf, number one. Races two and three are clear. The fourth, number eight, Oakfield Time. Nine, El Cid, and 12, Got Nothing. 8, 9, and 12. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 2, Almighty Crown, and 11, High Dude, 2 and 11. Race 7, number 4, Morris, and 5, Lavani, 4 and 5. Race 8, number 12, Bolero King, number 12. And race 9, number 6, Carluca. 10 Choice Lagers just come out, and 12 High Mist. So 6, 10 and 12. They're the interim scratchings for Randwick, as we told you. The track is a good 4. Back at Randwick, the penetrometer 5.17, and the rail is in the true with beautiful weather back in Sydney. And I'll just have a look at Brisbane just to see here at Doomben whether those scratchings have gone interim. They have. There's the two scratchings in the Kingsford Smith Cup, Spieth and Lucky Hustler. Race 7, takeout 5 and 7. Race 9, the Sky Racing Fred Best. The Bostonian has come out there last night. Race 9, number 11. We'll check those, of course, in about 15 or 20 minutes. Righto, the Duff and I are here at Doomben. Back in Sydney is Joe Pride. Morning to you, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Looking forward to a couple of yours today.
Yeah, no, I've got a sort of a handy little team in there, so I've got a good string of horses here at the moment to get me through the next month or two.
This mare or filly in race 2, Joe, Araya, she looks a filly of promise. She had no luck there last start at Canterbury, and you've given her a nice little trial since.
Yeah, look, I just sort of specifically, when I looked at the kennel, I saw this race and thought, well, I won't muck around and give her another run. Gave that trial to top her off for this. Couldn't see why 1400 wouldn't suit her. She's pretty stoutly bred on the dam side. And she just seems to feel like she's very honest, very genuine. And she had no luck at all the other day at Canterbury. Out of what I thought was a reasonably strong race, and I thought this was the natural progression for her.
Okay, yeah, she gives the impression that she'll be strong at the end of this 1400?
Definitely. She fully makes her own luck. She'll be up on speed. And I sort of thought it was a race, not a bad sort of race, but maybe a race with only a few chances in it. And she's definitely one of them.
Later in the day, Destiny's Kiss, he's a terrific old horse. This is his distance. Oh, this is his track and distance, really.
It is, yeah. Look, he's very much a specialist 2,400 metre horse, especially in these last couple of years of his career. And whenever he gets to this trip, you can really count on him for a very honest performance. So I like this race for him today. A lot of people think that he's just a wet tracker, but he can win on dry tracks. He just needs the 2,400. And I think he'll get a very genuine tempo here. So particularly if Chris's horse, Naval Warfare, I think it is, something like that.
Yep.
If he does what he did last week, and between him and Ecuador, and even Kim's horse, I think there's good tempo here that will really suit my horse.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on him. He's definitely suited. Is Pecan suited? She's done an amazing job for you and the stable. What's your thinking 13 to 11 here?
Yeah, okay. So my option with this man, and we sort of, once they made her a 100 rater, sort of thought we'd like to try and get her into the Stradbroke. We don't know if we're going to be able to qualify yet, but we're probably pretty close. And I thought the best preparation for her wasn't a trip up the Scone and carry a big weight in the Dark Jewel, was just to give her this 1,100 metre run. And then hopefully 2 weeks' time we'll make it in that Stradbroke field. If we don't, we'll be in the Dane Ripper. But it was just a matter of keeping her ticking over to get her to a peak run.
Okay, so what are you expecting here from her today?
Oh, she'll run really well. She'll run really well because she's a mare in form. Very honest, very genuine. Can see a good tempo here. She won't get too far back, I'd say maybe midfield, and she'll be just really strong through the line.
Okay, we look forward to seeing her. And this last race, well, So Spirited's third up, and anything goes in this race.
It is a bit like that, this race, isn't it? Yeah, look, he's an honest horse. I'm very disappointed in his last run, but I thought his first up run was very good, and possibly too good. I noticed out of that race, the first couple of horses have failed since, and so does he at his next run. They ran 108, and a lot of them were first up to 1,200 metres, and I think it sort of it ripped the bottom out of them. So I'd be hoping he's had that run in between now that he can sort of get back to his better form, which would make him competitive in this.
Beauty.
All right, well, good luck with them, Joe. I can't wait. Joe, you answer this question if you can. What is it about mares when they find form? They just maintain it?
Yeah, they're just very genuine, aren't they? I don't think there's any science behind it, but we just so often see, don't we, in these race mares when they're in form, they just have amazing consistency about their form. It doesn't seem to matter what distances, what tracks, they just come out and give you a great performance every time. So she's been in the zone for quite a while now. I was so pleased with her first up run, and you know, I think she's on track to run a mighty race when we take her up to Brisbane.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing her today. Good luck to you, Joe.
Great. Thanks very much, guys.
Joe Pryde joining us there, going through his runners today. He's a bloody old Marvel Destiny's Kiss, isn't he?
Yeah,
he just keeps going. And as you say, this could be a race for set up well.
He's just look at his record at the Randwick Mile and a Half. I think he's won five or something at that track and distance. And Joe's a good judge.
Yeah,
and he seems hot that he'll run well.
Yeah, he does. He does off what we expect with the pace and things like that. We've mentioned the Kingsford Smith just on the Oaks here, the Queensland Oaks. You're with Waller. Are you strong with Waller, or is there something else that can bowl them out?
Really wary of Anthony Friedman's horse there at 20-1, Coral Coast.
He gets blinkers.
He's had, she'll go forward today. I've always liked her as a horse, and she's just been immature. And I reckon Anthony, the way he's training at the moment, he's five Group 1 winners.
Sam's doing a big job up here.
I'm not letting her get home without me.
Yeah, because people instantly look at the barrier and they go, I'll drop off it.
Not if she goes forward, that's fine. She'll just take her time coming across.
And interviewing, talking with Sam earlier in the week, just with the blinkers going on, they worked in blinkers, I think, Tuesday, and they were really happy to leave them on I think they've probably just been waiting for the right race.
Mm.
That's the Queensland Oaks today, race 8. John O'Shea's joining us. Is this the last of our interviews? Is this the last?
It could well be. We might sneak another little one in.
A little one, really?
No, this is our last.
Is this the last?
We'll make this the last.
We've still got 9 minutes. I mean, we're going to have to interview John O'Shea for 9 minutes.
You're going to do the scratchings, Andrew. That takes you 9 minutes.
I'm giving 9 minutes up. We might have to bring Munsey in early. John, can you help us for 9 minutes?
Not after last night.
No. Can you give us a summarisation of what unfolded last night?
I'd rather not talk about it, Andy. We talk about a happy subject.
The small intake.
No, actually, I'm just getting constant text messages here from Mike Fraser, so at least he's listening this morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Michael. And Todd, you too.
Anyway, that's the life of... Hey, well, you got three runners, and I can't wait to see the first and the last. You know, it's that you've got a couple of genuines that could maybe end up where Duff and I are up in Brisbane.
We hope so, Andrew. They're both nice horses, but obviously the key to where they go going forward we'll all know after today. So we're hoping we can get good performances and they can be competitive. That'd be great.
Well, this separated in the first. It looks a strong race that she comes out of now, John, so that Eway's race. So I thought I was a little bit surprised when she went up 25-1 here.
Yeah, Ron, I thought probably that was probably the wrong price, to be fair, because there was a couple of horses in the race that she was going to compete in at Warwick Farm the other day that she was significantly ahead of in the market, and they've come up. I mean, she hasn't run since, and they've come up ahead of her in the market. So it's a strange price. It's probably irrelevant, I suppose, if she's not competitive today, but I think she can run well. I like where she's drawn. I think we'll probably ride her a bit conservative. She seems to have enjoyed in her work at home here, just being sort of allowed to find her feet. And when we've done that, she's worked quite strongly.
Okay. Savan, blinkers back on first up to solid trials. You seem to be pretty serious with her today.
Well, I think, from my perspective, Ron, she's sort of two wins from 16 runs. We need to try and get her back in a winning frame of mind. And I haven't been overly happy with the trials. I thought she sort of would like to probably going a little bit better last preparation when she raced. But to be fair, she's been a little bit bigger in condition, and she doesn't find as hard a race this time as what she met first up last time. So, I think she sort of let her find her feet, and we just need to see her get herself back in the winner's stall, to be fair.
Mm. Now, let's talk about this live and free. Set the tongues wagging with his brilliant win last start. He's looking really like a proper Derby horse there with the turn of speed that he showed. I read that you've gone to the stewards and said you're going to ride him a little more conservative today.
Well, I just got the feeling that there just seems to be a good bit of pressure in the race. And there's a couple of horses that are drawn, in sort of wide gates that, you know, if they press forward, they're just going to get trapped wide. So their only option is going to be to sort of crack on. So, I didn't really want him sort of punching forward and getting posted and then Brenton having to continually use him to get across because this nullifies his turn of foot. So, you know, we're just going to have to be a little conservative out of the gate and try and get some cover on him because ultimately I think the winner of the race will come from our horse finishing off the race, not necessarily one that's going to be on speed. So we're hoping that was going to be us.
Yeah. Is he a horse that does everything right? He relaxes, there's no issues with him, no vices?
Mate, he's a really cool dude of a horse. He only does what you ask him to do. He's still learning his craft, obviously. He's got a lightly raced little fella. You know, Mac's been doing a bit of work on him. And sort of every time you gallop him, he learns something every time. So that's sort of encouraging, you know, in terms of going forward. Whether he's going to be seasoned enough to be competitive in a Group 1 staying race, we'll, you know, probably find a lot more out today. But, you know, his performance the other day was really good. But it's just whether he's got the capacity to back that up. And sometimes, as you well appreciate, Ronnie, you know, a big rating, high rating performance, so they can be a little flat the next time. So he hasn't shown that at home. But, you know, if he didn't sort of quite perform up to that, I'd be a little bit forgiving of him today anyway.
You brought one word up there. You say he's a little fella. He's not real big, is he? It's just that's the question mark. If he's got the scope to get through there.
Mate, he's a good doing horse in the yard, but he's just not a big horse, mate, you know, and I think the only reason we got him is because he would never be able to be sold to Hong Kong because he's too small, you know.
Fair enough.
So he's only 15.3 or not even that.
And you've spelled it out today, basically, for our TV viewers, they're just seeing the replay again. Rachel King was able to bring the horse up the inside, and he did show the turn of speed that you like seeing maybe in a prospective Derby horse.
Well, a young staying horse that's got a turn of foot, there's plenty of doors open for him. And I think, you know, going forward, Andrew, he's got a really bright racing future. But, you know, he's only done it the once. We've got to see if he can do it a couple of times. And, you know, hopefully he can replicate that today.
Did you actually pinpoint him to buy him as a tried horse? Or did you just get him in the yard? Did he just arrive in the yard?
We bought him. He was owned by a stallion syndicate in New Zealand. And obviously, as a gelding, they were looking to get rid of him. He had one run. In a maiden at some place I've never heard of, and a mate of mine who does a bit of form over there rang and said he thought he was sectionally quite good, so we made David choose to buy him. We're able to buy him.
Okay. All right, we're going to watch him today. Hey, we know that you know, horses come and go and life moves on and things, and you're back now under your own regime. You're building up your team back at Randwick and the like. And I know, you know, we had great success with Hossamore with a TAB promotion a few years ago. And I know you've got Kuro who lines up shortly for another race. You linked with TAB a couple of horses, but you're all like any trainer. You're always looking for prospective new owners and to be a part of the game.
Well, mate, the TAB thing's been great for us. You know, like the Hossamore and Kuro alone have been sort of really good horses. But mate, I think the reality is that you're just trying to find fast horses, and no matter where they come from all different shapes of life, and wherever we can get our hands on them, Andrew, we're quite willing to be the recipient of them. So, mate, it's been enjoyable, to be fair. I think probably in a couple of months we'll be sort of back in public life for sort of 12 months, and I'm really happy with where it's at in terms of going forward. And we've got a lovely group of young horses and some tremendous owners, so hopefully in the next 12 months we can get ourselves back to a level where, you know, we'll be competitive you know, on a regular basis on a Saturday.
I'm just thinking here. I'm just sitting back
here.
You're
stretching
thinking,
the 9 minutes out pretty good.
No, I'm thinking it's 7:48. There's got to be a coffee somewhere. No, I'm thinking
a bit of let John.
There's got to be another Hossamore somewhere, isn't there? We've got there's another Hossamore that went for 2.4, which goes pretty good, they tell me. But we might have to find another horse, John, and name it something like that again, or do something, get some new people in the game. We might have to look at doing something.
Well, Andrew, we're always willing to do something with you because our last foray was very successful.
It was. All right, mate, we'll let you go and keep good luck today with the three of them in Sydney.
See you, boys.
John O'Shea joining us there. So can just before you go, what are you going to do here for breakfast?
Well, we'll have a little shuffle around here. Something might be open.
If I see you walk back with one coffee and nothing else, you're in trouble. Just briefly, because we might be tight for time in an hour when we're wrapping up Sydney. So what do you like in the Kingsford Smith Cup?
Impending.
Impending. The Oaks?
the Oaks, Savakul with the saver on Anthony Friedman's
Coral Coast.
Yep.
And is there anything, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but is there anything in your mind here that our listeners and viewers, each way, anything that comes to your mind?
White Moss.
White Moss, Jason Coyles.
Yeah, White Moss and Graff.
And Graff, the two-year-old. Just on White Moss, do you think it was a bit flat there last time?
I do. I think she had too tough a run first up at Ramwick. She chased that tearaway Quilista.
Yeah.
And that was a real gut buster, I feel. And then that was showed up at Hawkesbury. But I love the way Jason's just gone back.
Yeah.
Give her a month freshen. Target her for this race and probably the Tats Tiara. I took $41 to win the Tiara, so I'm a little bit brainwashing myself.
Let's hope it runs well today then. All right, well, you go
one
for
one more thing before I go. Yeah. There's a funeral on Monday, Tom Spider Barker. He was Thomas' foreman.
Yes,
a great man, great horseman. He looked after, remember a horse called Stony Bay? Looked after him and he, all his life, and Stony Bay's 27 now and they're going to bring him up for the funeral
at
Ramwick, and he's going to be part of the procession there.
So what time's the
I think it's 10 o'clock on Monday.
Right.
Okay. Unfortunately, I can't make it. I've got the punter's post-mortem, but our thoughts are with everyone.
We'll certainly
there.
Be there,
I just thought I'd bring that up.
Thoughts with the family,
for sure.
Good on you. Thanks, Ron. Ron Duffus, he's going to wander off now. You can imagine the next 10 minutes. He'll be just... You can go. You can take your headsets off and... You can just go for a walk. Don't worry, I've turned your mic off. Just go and have a look around. He's a bit lost because normally at this time, Cheryl Duffusy is normally bringing in eggs and bacon and everything else and a coffee and everything. And this morning he's wandering around. He's shaking his hands. He doesn't know what to do with himself. Go and talk with Glenn Munsey. That'll fill up 10 minutes. All right, let's have a look at all these scratchings now for us. Let's start with Ramwick. Fine day back in Sydney, a good four. Penetrometer 5.17, and the rail is true. Race one, take out number one, Graff, number one. Races two and three are clear. The fourth, number eight, Oakfield Time. 9, L Sid, and 12, Got Nothing. 8, 9, and 12. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 2, Almighty Crown, and 11, High Dude, 2 and 11. Race 7, number 4, Morris, and 5, Lavani, 4 and 5. Race 8, number 12, Bolero King, number 12. And race 9, take out 6, Carluca, 10, Choice Lager, and 12, High Mist, 6, 10 and 12. They're the scratchings for Randwick. Our provincial program today is at Gosford on the Central Coast. Fine and a good four, the rail is true. The first two races are clear. Race 3, number 8, Uber Lux, number 8. Race 4, number 3, Black Magnum, 4, Commissioner, and 15, Lord Byron, 3, 4, and 15. Race 5, number 6, Perina, and 9, Miss Allspice, 6 and 9. And race 6, take out 5, Ballet Baby, race 6, number 5. Gosford there, fine, and a good 4 today, the first at 11:39 this morning. We've also got a tab program today at Wagga. It's fine and a good four. The rail is out 9 metres from the 1400 to the winning post and 4 metres the remainder. Race one at Wagga, take out 5 and the emergencies 13, 14 and 15. Race two, the scratchings are 1, 13, 14 and 15. The third, take out the 4 emergencies 12 through 15. Race four at Wagga, the scratchings are 1 and 10. Race 5 is clear, and race 6 take out number 12. The first at Wagga at 6 minutes to 1. So there are our New South Wales meetings today. We go now to the lakeside at Sandown. It's fine and a soft 5 there. The rail at 2 metres. The first meeting here on the lakeside for some time. They're going to have strong winds there. It'll be a headwind in the back straight and obviously a tailwind in the home straight. Soft 5 with a chance of an upgrade there through the day. Race 1, take out 1, That Song, 2, Celestial King, and 9, Coronel, 1, 2, and 9. Race 2, number 10, Demolition, 13, Dane Thunder, and 17, Artie's Dream Winner, 10, 13, and 17. The third, number 4, Super Haze, and 9, Diamond Grace, 4 and 9. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 3, Heavenly Thought, that runs in Brisbane, 10, Kugel Blitz, and 13, Rostart, 3, 10, and 13. The 7th at Sandown, 5, King River, 6, Silvera, and 11, Jamaican Rain, 5, 6, and 11. Race 8 is clear, and race 9, number 7, Mr. Storm, 8, Villa Saatchi, and 11, True Myth, 7, 8, and 11. there, the scratchings for Lakeside at Sandown. Now we come here to Doomben, where we are, as you've been seeing us, if you're watching us or listening through the morning, a beautiful start to the day here in Brisbane. They're looking at around 21 degrees today. The track's a good 4, Penno 5.1, the same as yesterday, and the rail is at 4.5 metres. Race 1, take out 11 New Universe and 14 In Times of War, 11 and 14. Race 2, 7 Icon of Dubai and 14 Ombudsman, 7 and 14. Race 3, number 11 Anton Enervant and the Emergency, 17 My Diamond Teen, 19 Miss Dubois and 20 Smart As You Think, 11, 17, 19 and 20. The 4th here at Doomben, take out 4 Dreams of Plenty, 5 Spectroscope, 6 New Tipperary, 7 Rutica and 12 Honey Toast. 4, 5, 6, 7 and 12. Race 5, number 8, Pepe Le Few, number 8. Race 6, number 4, Rude Not To, 16 Platinum Angel and 17 Best Fortune, 4, 16 and 17. Race 7, number 5, Spieth and 7, Lucky Hustler, who kicked out yesterday and has injured a hock. So 5 and 7 out of the 7th. Race 8 is clear, and race 9, the 11 is out, the Bostonian. Race 9, number 11. That's the information for Doomben. And finally, Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. The carnival's ended down there, so we're on the inner track, the Parks track. It's fine and a good 4. Penno is 5.4, and the rail's at 4 metres. And the early start there as well today. These scratchings haven't quite gone in for them, but they're close. The first two races are clear. The third, number 3, Invisible Girl, and 9, Streets of Streets Have No Name, 3 and 9 out of the third. The fourth, number 3, Summer Glen, and 11, A Little Chunky, 3 and 11. Races 5 and 6 at the moment are clear. Race 7, number 1, Aspect, 10, Hell Crimson, and the Emergencies, 13, 15 and 16. 1, 10, 13, 15 and 16. And race 8, number 7, Cosmic Lights, 10, Silence, and 16, Tycoon Sophia, 7, 10, and 16. So they're the scratchings. They haven't quite gone in for Morfordville. It's fine and a good 4. Now, I've done them in good time. I've got about 90... Munns, come over quickly, mate. We've got about less than 90 seconds. Come on, Munns. No, don't have to bring Larry. He's bringing over Larry. Duff's going to join us with the full preview in a little while. But obviously, it's a big day back at Randwick. It's Sporting Chance Cancer Race Day.
Yep.
And we've got plenty there going on and plenty of promotions. And we were going to wear the beanies. We'll wear them on air shortly. But
right.
June 23 is the big Mark Hughes Day at Randwick.
Yeah, the Callender family have organised a massive day at Randwick on June 23, which is Tats Tiara Day up here. I was speaking to Richard the other night. They've got a function, I think, for 600 people. They've got a couple of massive auction items, some absolute guaranteed one-of-a-kind items.
Okay.
I know what the secret one is. I'm not telling you, because you don't know.
No, I don't.
It'll bring probably 50,000.
Okay. So that is on Saturday,
June 23 at Randwick.
Okay.
The big function there in the function centre, that's for the Mark Hughes Foundation. They are the charitable partner of the ATC, of course, and they got the proceeds out of the Everest with Brave Smash.
All right, so that's the story there. June 23, we'll wear the beanies a little while later. Munns will join us, Duff will join us on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. Sky One will leave us now for American Racing.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications and Rosehill trainer Gerald Ryan invite you to consider our flashy colt by exciting new sire, Verrazano. The champion son of champion sire, More Than Ready. From Let's Get Famous, dam of Group 3 winner Let's Make a Deal, and daughter of champion mare, Let's Elope. Shares in our dynamic Verrazano colt, trained by Gerald Ryan, are only $5,625. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
You bet. Queensland Winter Racing Carnival feature race action clicks into top gear at Doomben today as the Sprinters and the Fillies take centre stage at the $2.2 million Queensland Oaks Kingsford Smith Cup Day. Don't miss the star two-year-olds in the Group 2 Sires Produce Stakes, Australia's best sprinters in the Group 1 Kingsford Smith Cup, and Australasia's best fillies in the Blue Ribbon Group 1 Queensland Oaks. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Woodside Park Stud introduces Tosin Stardom by world dominator Deep Impact.
Tosin Stardom dropped from the sky!
Standing at $19,250, including GST.
Access the world's best bloodlines at woodsideparkstud.com.au.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
With a record number of entries, the opportunities at the Inglis Great Southern Sale are endless. 5 days of selling from June 17 to 21 at Oaklands Melbourne features weanlings, broodmare.